Hey there. Because you're listening to this podcast, we at Blue Wire want you to know this. One, we freaking love you. And two, we want to learn more about you. Help us make more content you'll love by filling out a survey you can find in the description of this podcast. You'll help us out a ton, and you'll have a chance to win a Blue Wire t-shirt, hoodie, or a pair of AirPods. We appreciate you, hope you're staying safe, and want you to enjoy this podcast.
You're listening to Vegas Nation. It's Wednesday, which means it's time for takeaways with me, Heidi Fang. Hey everyone, welcome to Vegas Nation Takeaways. It's your host here, Heidi Fang, and every week I'm going to be bringing you interviews with analysts, Raiders players, personalities, and more. So this is the one you're going to want to subscribe to. Also, don't forget to check out all of our other great content on VegasNation.com and the Vegas Nation app. This week, I got a great interview lined up for you. I spoke with Max Crosby, Raiders defensive end, who's going to be heading into his second year. A draft pick from last year out of Eastern Michigan. We're going to catch up with Max here. And don't forget to give us a follow here on all of your favorite social media platforms at Vegas Nation. This podcast is also presented to you by Favor, drinkafavor.com. So guys, this is my first episode here. This is my solo show, Takeaways with Heidi Fang. And in this debut episode, I was really happy to be able to speak with Max Crosby because I love what he's done out there lately. He's been very vocal about talking about issues on his Twitter, about everything that's happening here around the world. And I think that his opinions on things have been really great. He spoke a little bit about that on our show that we had, and I'll play that later here in the episode on our show called Vegas Nation Blitz. That airs every Wednesday on Cox Earview Channel 14, 8 p.m. So the episodes always replay on VegasNation.com. So if you don't have Cox, no worries. We got you covered. But we are going to hear here from Max, and I've been following him on social media for a while now. He's also a huge MMA fan. I've covered that sport for over a decade, and I just couldn't help but ask him about that too. But in the beginning, I talked to Max about what it was like for him being picked in the Mike Mayock and John Gruden era as a pick out of a smaller school with a smaller football program, because as we know, lately, everything's been about the Clemson and Alabama title game of the past. So a lot of players have been drafted out of that game with the Raiders in the past couple of years. And also another school, LSU, has been one that the Raiders have looked to. So here's Max talking about being drafted out of Eastern Michigan and how that program got him ready for the NFL.
Being a small school guy, you definitely carry that chip on your shoulder. And, you know, it's crazy. You know, when I first went to Eastern Michigan, I always had the dream of playing in the NFL, but I was still a kid at the time, and I really didn't know what my future was going to look like. And I give all the credit out to those coaches. You know, they grew me into the man I am today. You know, they helped me not only on the field but off the field, you know, just in every way possible. And that's why I feel like, you know, I've played with just a different edge than a lot of guys, and I feel like I have a lot of different experiences being from a smaller school and not having everything, you know, handed to me. I love that program. I'm always supported, and it's a part of who I am. So definitely a big shout out to Coach Creighton and, you know, everybody at Eastern Michigan.
Well, all of that shows your hunger for the game and the way that you play, the way that you're after the ball, the way that you get after it on defense. I mean, 10 sacks last year. It's not too shabby of an introduction on your rookie season. You know, I'm sure you love that Cincinnati game. That was a big one for both you and Cleveland Furls. So when you look at all of that, like, how do you feel that you can eclipse it when you go into your sophomore year and you know that a lot of people now have film on you? Do you think it's going to be harder for you to get after the quarterback and put the pressure on, or, you know, how do you look at the season coming up?
Yeah. You know, I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, looking at my season, you know, it's definitely, I had a lot of ups and downs, and I didn't really get playing until like the fourth game. So, you know, going into the off season and seeing where I finished at the end of the year compared to how I looked in the beginning was like night and day. So for me, you know, I'm going to get extra attention and this and that, but I'm going to be a much better player once, you know, the first game gets here. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to, you know, going in as a starter day one. And just proving to everybody that, you know, I'm going to be somebody that's going to be causing havoc for a lot of years.
You talk about not coming in until that fourth game, and I remember, you know, you broke your hand during Hard Knocks. That was well televised, it was well documented, and that is something that kind of interests me, is that in your training camps last season, you have Hard Knocks, you go through that, you break your hand, you go through the adversity with that, and now this season with the virus happening and trying to train virtually, I mean, what have you really learned through this journey and dealing with this type of adversity?
Yeah, you know, I feel like that's just life. You know, everything's, you know, everything isn't going to be, you know, mapped out and perfect and go the way you want it to go. And that's, you know, when it comes back, it's like I think about Eastern Michigan, because when I first got there, they were thinking about canceling our program as a whole. You know, we were 1-11 my first season, and we ended up turning it around and going to multiple bowl games and, you know, being the best defense in the conference. So when I think about stuff like that, it's like everything isn't going to be easy, you know, along the way. So it's just about sticking to your guns and working hard and putting all the work in, because, you know, once that season comes, it's really going to show who's been working and who hasn't.
What has it been like just going through this with, you have a new defensive line coach in Rod Marinelli. So when you have to go through that and you had Brenson Buckner last year, I mean, there's going to be differences in how they coach. Have you been able to speak yet with Marinelli and been able to see what kind of differences there may be already in between the two coaching styles?
Yeah, you know, first off, I just want to say, you know, Coach Buck was a great influence on me. You know, on my life and on the field. You know, that dude taught me a ton. I still talk to him to this day, and I feel like I'm have a close mentor, you know, for the rest of my life. And that dude's awesome. But obviously, you know, we got Marinelli now, and he's bringing another aspect to, you know, the D-line room. It's gonna be a little bit different, but he's a legend. He's been coaching for 50 years. He won Super Bowls. And he's football 24/7. And that's, you know, exactly what I am. So we get along great. We talk every day. And I feel like he's going to add another piece to my game that I can really, you know, keep just growing and soaking up the knowledge from all the coaches I've had. And I think it's going to be great for all of us.
All right, right here, let's go ahead, take a quick break, hear a word from our sponsor, and when we come back, we're going to wrap things up with Max and hear about his passion for the sport of MMA. So stay tuned right here on Vegas Nation Takeaways. They say a healthy gut means a healthy you. Favor apple cider vinegar shots bottle this feeling into the convenience of a 2-ounce shot. Better digestion, stronger immune system, and the lowering of blood sugar levels are just some of the benefits to shooting a daily Favor shot. Their proprietary blends are raw and organic and mixed with other functional ingredients to create a better tasting experience. First-time shooters can go to drinkafavor.com. So things I know that you follow, because I've been keeping up with you on Twitter and social media, is MMA. So I'm curious to hear from you who your favorite fighter is and why.
If I had to put one fighter, God, that's tough. I love Nate Diaz. I love Nate Diaz. I like Francis Ngannou a lot. I could go on and on. You know, I'm just a humongous fan. I love UFC. I've been watching since I was literally like 4 or 5 years old. It was always on in my house. So me and my brother and, you know, my best friend, that's all we talk about 24/7. So, yeah, you know, if I wasn't playing football, I think I would definitely be definitely fighting.
Yeah, but you've seen a lot of guys like Ovin St. Preux, Brock Lesnar was another one, Matt Mitrione. There's a lot of guys from MMA that had played in the NFL that now translate that to the cage. Like, how do you think that works out as between the two sports as far as translation goes?
Yeah, when you look at MMA, you know, it's such an intricate sport. There's so many different ways you can beat somebody in a fight. So, you know, when it translates to NFL going to a fighter, like you see Greg Hardy right now, it's kind of crazy because, you know, NFL athletes are not, you know, you don't see guys like that all the time. You know, we're larger than the average person. We're athletic and big and, you know how to be an athlete and know how to win. So, obviously, the technique and stuff, people can do it for years and years and years. But when you throw in a freak athlete in a ring, you know, it definitely gets a little tricky. So, yeah, you know, I think that's something, you know, down the road, if, you know, everything doesn't go the way exactly I want it to, you know, it'd be cool to definitely get like just one fight under my belt just so I can, you know, At my grave, I can say I did it.
Nice, nice. I'd love to be there to cover that.
Oh, but, yeah, for sure.
Last one for me. I know you're a rapper. You got any rhymes to spit for us? You got anything to spit for us here on the podcast before I let you go?
No, I do not. I'm not going to
put you on the spot
today. but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to Darren Waller's house tonight, and we're going to get in the studio. So it's going to be dope.
All right, well, maybe I'll have to get some of the greatest hits from, you know, the Raiders over there, and they can pass it down to me, and I can use it for the intro on the Vegas Nation podcast.
There you go. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much for the time, Max. I appreciate it. Again, that was Max Crosby, Raiders defensive end, going into his second year here in 2020, heading into Allegiant Stadium with the rest of the Raiders as they get closer and closer to having their first game here in Las Vegas. I'm a little upset that I couldn't get him to put a rhyme together for me, but I'm going to hold him to it that he gets one here with Darren Waller, or even if it's just him, I'm going to catch up with him, make sure he's got something ready for us at some point this season, I'm sure. So it'll not just be for me, but it'll be for you, the fans. And as I promised earlier in the show, I wanted to replay what Max Crosby had to say about Black Lives Matter and the protests that have happened. He spoke with our own host, Cassie Soto, on the Vegas Nation Blitz recently and gave his views on that cause. And a lot of people right now are looking for athletes right now to make statements, to be role models, to use their voices and platforms to spread positive messages. So let's hear right now what Max had to say on that.
My whole life, I've been playing sports. I've grown up in multicultural, you know, atmospheres, and some of my best friends and, you know, guys who I call brothers are African American and Mexican. And, you know, to me, it's just really sensitive to me, and seeing how insane some of the stuff has been going on. You know, it's sad to see that this is still going on in the year 2020. It's horrible. And yeah, you know, for me as a white guy in America, obviously, you know, I have privilege that, you know, some of my teammates and great friends, you know, don't have. And, you know, for me to just sit there and be quiet about it, you know, it's absolutely, you know, not what I'm about. You know, I'm a real individual, and, you know, I definitely care about them, just like family. So, I'm gonna support them all the way.
And that was Max Crosby, defensive end for the Raiders on the Vegas Nation Blitz. You can catch that show on Cox Your View, Channel 14, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. on Las Vegas time. And I wanted to take a minute here and give everybody my closing thoughts on this segment titled Upon Further Review. We're going to take a listen to Tyrell Williams, who spoke out about Black Lives Matter as a cause and how he's trying to educate his teammates and bring awareness to the public by using his popularity as an athlete, by using his platform that he has with the Raiders to bring awareness to this subject. We've seen the protests. We've heard the arguments. We've seen people out kneeling in football fields, and how the NFL is going to address that, we shall see. But Tyrell Williams, I really enjoyed what he had to say here, and I thought, let's share it with everybody. So here's Tyrell Williams on the Raiders social media page, Twitter, and talking about Black Lives Matter.
The stuff we have talked about in the Zoom meetings, team meetings, you know, guys just being able to give their opinions and their experiences. And I think it just helps everybody, you know, and people, like, even if it's, you know, for me hearing Zay's story, you know, and stuff that I may not even have thought about, and for him, vice versa, and just everybody on the team, you know, and we're all just hearing each other's experiences and being able to understand how people grew up in different forms of racism that they may have felt. I think it's big, you know. I think it's definitely going to help us all be able to fight it together, you know, and as well as just NBA guys that are speaking out. And I think I'm sure it's happening in every locker room around the NFL, NBA, all sports teams. And then hopefully those conversations that we're having and people posting and getting on stuff like this and just getting the story out, I think it's going to help, you know, people just in smaller towns like where I'm from, hopefully be able to have those conversations. And like the school, the teachers I've talked to from my school, they're talking about making changes and stuff like that. And hopefully I can go back to my school and try and do stuff like that. And hopefully other guys around the league and NBA everywhere is doing stuff like that. And I think we can make big changes, you know, and being able to have Gruden and Mayock, they both reached out to me, and it's awesome that the support that they've given me, and I'm sure they're doing it the same for the rest of the guys on the team. So just having them on our side and having them have our back has been huge. It's the guys like that, they have a loud voice. You know, we can say as much as we want, and we said a lot as the police brutality has continued, but it's voices like that that are going to force the change.
Again, that was wide receiver Tyrell Williams, and my guest was Max Crosby, defensive end, on this first episode of Vegas Nation Takeaways. I appreciate everybody here for listening. Keep up with our podcast every week and every article on VegasNation.com, as well as the Vegas Nation app. Find us anywhere else that you find your podcast and hit subscribe whenever you're listening, because we love hearing from you guys. We love all of you out there supporting the content that we are putting out. So if you want to find me on Twitter, let me know what you're thinking. That'll be at Heidi Fang. Hit me up at any time. Let me know what you think about the show, the interviews. If there's any guests you want out there, I'm willing to hear it and try to take it upstairs and find somebody that you want to hear from. Thank you again so much for listening. I'll be back next week.